This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish military officials say their troops are ready to launch a long-planned incursion into Syria to take out Kurdish forces branded by Ankara as terrorist, but viewed by much of the West as key partners in the fight against the Islamic State terror group. Earlier Tuesday, Turkey placed a series of rocket launchers and artillery along the border with Syria, while military officials said they would not allow the creation of what they called a terror corridor along the Turkish border. Meanwhile, VOA's Sladis Sahok tells us the Kurds are frantically preparing.
Kurdish fighters wounded in the successful offensive against Islamic State in Syria demonstrated Tuesday in Kamishli, a northern Syrian town close to the border with Turkey. The U.S.-backed Kurdish militia is a member of the Syrian Democratic Forces, an alliance of groups that fought terrorist groups and Turkey-backed militias in the region. Ankara claims that Syrian Kurds want to join Turkey's Kurdish minority with the goal of carving out territory for an independent Kurdistan and is determined to remove them from the border area. Local Kurds are on high alert.
The White House says it will not participate in what it calls the unconstitutional impeachment inquiry into President Trump. In addition, as AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains, the Trump administration is arguing the grand jury testimony should remain secret.
The Justice Department has argued judicial proceedings take place in court, not in Congress. Also, a Trump administration lawyer argues that Democrats have had a shifting rationale about why they need the documents. Democrats say the materials are needed for the impeachment inquiry to further investigate what President Trump knew or said about Russian interference in the 2016 election.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA.